Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's weekend forecast, sun and clouds today, 65 to 70. Some sun tomorrow, 55 to 60. On Sunday, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. And by Monday, cloudy with some rain in the lower 60s. Connecticut supply chain has had an impact. Shoppers and businesses are being impacted by the issues. Danielle Apple, owner of D&D Market in Weathersfield, is a business owner who had to deal with the supply chain issues. They've been dealing with shortages. Quote, people are still buying. Prices are going up. It's a lot due to gas, transportation, and freight. It's a major factor in getting your goods to your store, end quote. She says despite those shortages, business has been going well since many shoppers are buying locally. Grocery prices are also increasing as demand for product increases, according to the state. The FBI had to visit the Great Barrington dermatologist's office in connection with a federal investigation on Thursday. The agency confirmed to the Berkshire Eagle that FBI and law enforcement partners were conducting court-authorized activity in connection with an ongoing federal investigation. The agents were seen removing items from the physician's office located at 17 Taconic Avenue, which is also surrounded by police cones. A spokesman for the agency would not confirm whether the investigation was about Goffin. Goffin was not immediately available for comment. The fine details are being worked out, but in Massachusetts, they expect there'll be about 700 locations across the state where kids as young as 5 will be able to get vaccinated against COVID-19. If federal agencies approve the expansion of the vaccine eligibility as expected in the coming weeks, about 515,000 children between the ages of 5 and 11 in Massachusetts could become eligible for COVID-19 shots by early November, and 360,000 doses of the pediatric vaccine are expected to arrive in the Bay State between October 28th and no later than November 5th. Protecting themselves and their families from COVID-19 continues to be the top of the mind for New Yorkers, who are also less confident in the months ago, and the worst pandemic is behind them. Those were the results from a Siena College poll released Thursday that showed 78% of New Yorkers are thinking about protecting themselves and their family from getting COVID, either some of the time, 35%, or all of the time, 43%, and just 50% of residents say they thought the worst of the coronavirus pandemic was over. Meanwhile, educators in New York are pushing the state to set criteria for eventually lifting its indoor masking mandate for schools and to consider COVID policy changes to help keep students in school. The superintendents in the Lower Hudson Valley have spoken to the state health department about identifying a statewide or regional metric that could point to a change in the state's indoor masking requirement, which went into effect in late August. And this weekend, if you're heading out to see colors, the best place to see it, the Thousand Island regions of New York, Capital Region, they have the peak colors right now. The Northeast Community Center is hosting a Bluegrass Day at the Millerton Farmers Market, 6 Duchess Avenue in Millerton, this coming Saturday from 10:30 to 1:30. You can join members of the Hudson Valley Bluegrass Association for an open jam. Beginners are welcome. All players are welcome to a free lunch. Film Columbia 21 runs October 22nd through 31st. It's a film fan's delight. More information is available at the website for CrandallTheater.org. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up at 11 o'clock. It'll be on Zoom. North Canaan Events Committee presents the North Canaan Fall Fest, downtown municipal parking lot, October 23rd from 1 till 4. Family-friendly fun, trick-or-treat around town to visit the local businesses. All-day fun at the Great Falls Brewing Company. There'll be a food truck as well from 12 to 7. Costume party starts at 6 p.m. Masks are required for some activities by all participants. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its mouthwatering takeout-only chicken barbecue on Saturday at the Amenia Firehouse, 36 Mechanic Street, drive-through style event with dinners ready for pickup between 3 and 6 p.m. Tickets are $16 each and are available on a pre-order basis by calling 845-418-8633. The dinner is an important fundraiser for the fire company, and all purchases would be appreciated. A longtime member and driving force in the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service passed away back in December. SVAS and the family are holding a celebration of the life for Ted Davis on Sunday at the Town Grove in Salisbury from 11 until 3. The public is invited to attend. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 35,603.8. The NASDAQ at 15,215.70, and the S&P 500 at 4549.78. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.